The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger.
Almost ran out of breath there.
It's the last day of April. Holy moly, where did this month go? Yes, it's April 30th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past, weekend. Yeah, that's what it is. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting out with our U.S. listeners today, and you're about to probably lose an extra carrier over there. Looks like the number's going to be going from 4 to 3 now. Why? Well, because Sprint and T-Mobile thought,
well, you know what? We should get together.
Yes, it was announced yesterday that Sprint and T-Mobile have intended to merge. Of course, the merger will need approval from the regulators and, of course, the company's shareholders. Now, from what we're hearing right now, Sprint will, I guess, be no longer. It's just going to be T-Mobile. And apparently, T-Mobile's majority owner will hold about 42% stake in the company. While Sprint's majority owner, which by the way is SoftBank, will hold 27%. Now you're probably wondering, what's the reason for the merger? Well, it's to be able to lower prices and take advantage of great economics of scale. What a bunch of bull. Well, I guess we'll see if this gets approved. Chances are if DirecTV and AT&T did, this will too. Now, yes, you heard me just mention it is April 30th, and guess what, Windows fans? Microsoft's major release is hitting our PCs today. Why does Microsoft love to do these major updates on a Monday? You know, we have to get through all the emails and all this crap that's happened over the weekend and get caught up just to get Monday started. And now we're going to have a lovely update to deal with. In any case, yes, it will be out today, and it's not going to be called the Spring Creators Update anymore. Microsoft has opted for a much pretty simple name. It's the Windows 10 April 2018. Update. Wow, that's original, Microsoft. Of course, in this update, we've been hearing things about what to expect, so let's just go over it again, shall we, so we can kill some time. Probably the biggest feature is Timeline that'll allow your Windows 10 PC to go back up to 30 days to find all that crap just in case you deleted it. The other major feature we're seeing is Focus Assistant, which apparently is designed to make you stay focused in the zone so you don't get distracted with things like YouTube. Good luck. It can actually be set to be turned on automatically, or it can be set for certain times of the day when you think, I'm not so focused around that time. As I said, the update will be downloading on its own today, so get ready for that little pop-up that says, you want to install now? Because chances are, you know, I don't. I'm busy. It's Monday. Apple's airports. Yep, their airport's officially closing. Yes, Apple's officially getting out of the router business, so bye-bye Airport, Airport Extreme, and of course the Time Capsule routers. However, though, Apple did say they will continue to offer updates, bug fixes for, you know, all the ones that are on the market right now, although they didn't say for how long. Now, of course, the reason for the ditch of the router business is because it's not getting much business. In fact, profits are quite a bit down for the router business for Apple due to the popularity of other brands out there and cheaper prices. Duh. Now, for you Apple fanboys, out there saying, is there still hope? Will they come back? Well, they might. Apple's saying they don't know if they'll completely abandon the market. They might just assess things and come back in the future. And finally, hey, smart speakers are all the rage now, aren't they? Now forget that. That's going to be old news pretty soon when you can put in a smart wall. You hear me correctly. Wall. Apparently, some researchers involved at Disney have developed a way to make your wall smart. According to what they're saying, though, this will only take about $20 per meter to do. All right. So how's this thing work? Apparently, researchers found they could use conductive paint and a custom sensor board to create electrodes and turn a standard wall into your gestured sensor. Like, you know, like an iPad, like a giant iPad. Can't see anything on it, but just like a giant iPad. Apparently, these sensors will detect and track electrical devices and appliances. They can also monitor activity in the room. They can also automatically adjust the light levels, especially when you turn on the TV and you need to get in the mood to watch your program or movie. Now, before you start jumping up and down on your office chair right there, hold back a little bit. You're not going to be putting in your smart wall today. Now, there's still lots of optimization to be done, particularly for energy consumption. Because from what we're seeing right now, your big giant eye wall? Yeah, probably cost you about $1,000 a month to run it. Yeah, that's gonna have to come down quite a bit. If you you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. That's where you find our podcast, our blog, and review section. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, at British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community. We would love for you to be a part of it. And if you're not already, well, come on over and join us. britishtech.slack.com. That's where you need to head to. The new show will not be with you tomorrow or Wednesday. It is a holiday. This is a bank holiday. And Wednesday, well, we all know how that is. Almost damn near impossible for me to get you a Wednesday show out, but we will be returning to you on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over those next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. Think, hey, I don't have to work tomorrow, so why bother working today? Have a great one. We'll see you Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.